Hello, Virgo, and welcome to Empathy Pathos, your 2018 autumn reading. My name is Eric Francis. I will be serving as your astrologer for the duration of this recording and perhaps some other time and place as well. Welcome. The idea of this reading is to make a little sense out of the retrogrades of Venus and Mars. Mars has already happened and is just at the very end of the entire process, about to leave its second shadow phase and enter new territory for the first time in many months. And Venus stationed retrograde approximately 3.5 hours ago in the sign Scorpio. And so this is an unusual year in that, first of all, is Venus and Mars retrograde the same year? But that happens from time to time. The thing is that the configuration of these retrogrades is in a square pattern, indicating a kind of a tension, which I think is internal tension, that I think is being projected outward as much of the externalized social tension that we're seeing. And one of the things I will describe for you is how this works with the pattern of your solar chart. I am going to talk a bit about Saturn and Pluto and the Saturn-Pluto conjunction that is going to happen in a little over a year, which I think is one of the central features of your chart. And we'll have a few more things to say. I'm going to talk about Chiron a bit also. I'm using the solar house system, which means that essentially there needs to be a better name for this than the solar house system. It got that name because it's based on the sun sign, meaning, in theory, if you're a Virgo sun, then Virgo is your first house in the solar house system. And this reading will also be effective if you're Virgo rising, though I'm going to use the whole sign as a house rather than using the house divisions that may exist in your chart. And that's a tried and true system, and all of these systems work in parallel. I sometimes forget that I'm Cancer rising and think of my houses as being all organized around the sign Pisces. So I have a lot of experience tracking both my natal chart and my solar chart, and reading lots and lots and lots of horoscopes, which used to be a big hobby of mine. And the systems all work in parallel. And what I think of the quote-unquote solar chart as being is basically the basic mandala for each sign. So, for example, if we start the wheel with Virgo as the reference point, we come up with Pisces as the opposite sign. And that's going to tell us about how you relate to externals, your environment, and some of the conditions in your relationships. That's a meaningful house for you right now. And then if we use Virgo as a reference point, additionally, you have Capricorn on the fifth house where Saturn is right now. And that too is a meaningful house for you. So what I'm calling the solar chart, and I will think of a new name for this, is it's the inherent pattern of the sign Virgo, in that it shows us where all the other sign energies are distributed around the wheel in relation to Virgo. And so all of these placements of other signs in relation to your own describe the concept, the central concept of Virgo, in many interesting ways, and may describe.